record you are about to hear is our tribute to the finest military machine in the world, the United States Marine Corps. We think that through this sound journal, you will become better acquainted with the complexities that go into the making of a Marine. This is their story, beginning with the day they arrive at boot camp and ending with the day they graduate as United States Marines. Your next 45 minutes will be spent in a world of screaming sergeants and bewildered young recruits. A world never entered into by anyone except the members of a very select organization. It is the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. Here is reality in sound, a view of the most fabled recruit training center in military history. If you are a member of the club, welcome back, alumni. Listen up and remember. If you are not, we must inform you, no one ever goes through PI without a change coming over him. If you will risk becoming an incurable partisan of the Marine Corps, then come along with us. We are on a train bound for Parris Island, South Carolina. It is night. So it begins. The shouting, the orders, the sergeants, all planned to form a group of diversified civilians into well-trained, hard-charging Marines.
The next thing you're going to do, you're going to dress. You're going to take everything off, put it up to bend. Nothing will be on the floor. Shoes, socks, trousers, everything, right in the bend. As soon as you have it off, you pick that towel up, put it around your waist and secure it. Tie it. It will not fall off. Get them all. Go.
You better get off the ramp and break a tie. We'll take it to them all.
Why, look up here, people. You're going to get checked by the foreman. You move up by that foreman, take a towel from around your waist, put it around your neck. Everybody think they know how to do it. Anybody done it?
This is processing. A thorough medical examination, shower, haircut, and shots, and then a new issue of utilities, a uniform that many of the old-timers consider the Marine Corps' finest.
Move into the barber shop, get a haircut, out of the barber shop, into the shower. Take a good, thorough shower. There'll be a man over there put a number on the back of your hand. Get up first, Ben. Did you dry off yet?
No, sir.
Get over there and get a towel and dry off. You people's drawers do not fit. See the sergeant, he'll exchange them. Get up in the next bin. Hey, number four, get your clothes. Get up in the first bin up there. You got socks?
Yes, sir.
Get up in the next bin. You better get a shirt on before you go out that door. Hurry up.
Listen to what the sergeant's telling you. Everyone look at me. I'm going to show you how to make a bundle out of your clothes and send them home. You'll send everything home that is in your bed. If you've got a handbag or a suitcase like this or similar to it, you will put everything in it that you're going to send home. When you have that done, you take your shoes and put them down next to the cup. Then you roll it up tight and tie it up with your belt. Is that clear? All right, you got 2 minutes. Pick them up. Private, he said 2 minutes, not 2 hours. Now get it in the bag. All right, what are you going to do with the rest of that stuff you got laying there?
We have all heard of the drill instructor, the most fabled individual in the most fabled outfit. He is tough, resourceful, and competent. Stand by. You are about to meet your DI.
People, give me your attention. My name is Sergeant Adams. You are now at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. When you left home, you were under your mother's care. You're now under mine. Every time you move, breathe, blow your nose for anything else, I'll tell you to. Is that clear?
Yes, sir!
When I get through with you, you're gonna be nothing but muscle. Reach down with your right hand, pick up your bag, and move out.
Stand by!
Attention!
Today, you're gonna eat your first meal in the Marine Corps mess hall. I'm gonna run you in at two lines. There's no one in the chow line. You will take one tray per man. The next thing you will see are bins. In these bins are knife, forks, and spoons. Each man will take one knife, one fork, and one spoon that you will put in your right hand. You will hold a tray with both hands. The next thing you see will be a cup. You will put it in your left hand. You will not talk. You will march straight in, and when you are down at the end of the line, you will go to a table. Six men to a table. When you go to that table, you all stand there till the table is filled up. Then one man, the last man into the table, will give ready seats. When you go into a chow hall, you will eat everything you take. When you are through eating, you will go to the rear of the mess hall. You will eat and get out of this mess hall. You will not sit inside and talk. As soon as you are outside, you will get a platoon formation and stand there at position of attention to your drill instructor gets outside. Is that clear?
Yes, sir!
Everyone will be outside when I get outside.
Like ham and eggs, a Marine and his rifle go together. They are the backbone of the Marine Corps. You are not on the island very long before you are issued your rifle.
My life number is 2245829.
What's the first word out of your mouth?
Sir. Sir, my rifle number is 2245829.
Sir, my rifle number is 222874.
Sir, my rifle number is 3188941.
Take that piece out of my hand, right? You got enough weight to knock that out of my hand?
Sir, my rifle number is 878680.
That's your rifle. Your rifle and nobody else's. You understand that?
Yes, sir!
Listen up. This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life. I must master it as I must master my life. My rifle without me is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless. Do you understand that, people?
Yes, sir!
Many hours are spent on the drill field or parade ground. The purpose is to develop teamwork and discipline. Until you get used to it, there will be sore feet and a lot of tired Marines.
Oh!
Marty, you are outstanding. Are there any more at home like you? Are there?
No, sir.
Hello, like crew. Hello, like crew. How many left you got, Polly?
One, sir.
Well, we'll use it.
If you think your mother was hard on you about tidying up your room, listen to this.
Your people scrubbing this deck?
Yes, sir.
Sure they are. Lousy. Terrible! I want this deck white. Pure white. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You understand that? You understand that?
Yes, sir!
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir!
I want them windows spotless. Inside and out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The head still looks lousy. Streaky bulkhead. Brass isn't shine. All over again, girls. All over again. This time you better really get with it. We'll be here all night. I want a good job, top to bottom. You understand?
Yes, sir!
Get hot.
Aye, sir! Get.
First guard ahead!
First guard ahead!
Get it!
If your platoon has been sloppy, slow to follow commands, or generally fouling up, you are apt to be in for a little harassment.
Now, does anybody have any questions?
Right.
One.
Two.
People, you'd best start sounding off. I'm getting sick and tired standing up here listening to you babies. You sound like a bunch of old women.
Leo.
One.
Get out for push-ups. Get out for push-ups. Get out. Get out. You're too slow. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. Get out. Get on your feet. Get out. One.
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 One. One.
Everybody will do them, people. Everybody will do them. One.
One.
Keep his back straight.
Two.
Two. Get on your feet. You're too slow. Get back down. Get back down. Get on your feet.
One. Two.
Lay-o.
Sometimes it is necessary for the drill instructor to speak with you privately.
Well, la-dee-da. Not three times to say Joe sent me, huh?
No, sir.
I want three distinct and loud knocks. Do it. Get in front of Hatch. This afternoon, you drop your rifle.
Yes, sir.
A Marine and his weapon are the best weapon in the world. You're not a Marine yet, and I doubt if you'll ever become one. But I'll clue you, boy. You had best never drop that rifle. You had best take better care of that rifle than you ever thought of taking care of yourself. You got that?
Yes, sir!
How much does that rifle weigh?
9.5, sir.
9.5. You had to drop it, huh?
No, sir.
What do you mean, no, sir? You did, didn't you?
Yes, sir!
Are you calling me a liar?
No, sir!
And why did you have to drop it?
I don't know, sir.
What do you mean you don't know? Look, your job here is to become a good basic Marine. You had best get with the program. Get out of here.
Aye, sir.
Come back here. I want it right from there.
Sir.
Get out of here.
Aye, sir!
Sir, I counted 67.
Your night prayers.
I am a United States Marine.
I am a United States Marine.
I serve in the forces which guard my country and our way of life.
I serve in the forces which guard our country and our way of life.
I am prepared to give my life in their defense.
I am prepared to give my life in their defense.
In your bunks. Out, you made too much noise. Quickly! In your bunks. There'll be no noise in here, you'll go to sleep.